August 28. No place for discouragement. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1, 12 and 13. How full is this language! If you attempted to measure it, you would find that in these words are measureless depths of meaning. We are now being fitted up to dwell in the mansions which Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. If this is true, what excuse then have we for talking discouragement and unbelief and doubt, drawing darkness around us as a mantle? If I should look at the dark clouds, the troubles and perplexities that come to me in my work, I should have time to do nothing else. But I know that there is light and glory beyond the clouds. By faith I reach through the darkness to the glory. At times I am called to pass through financial perplexities, but I do not worry about money. God takes care of my affairs. I do all that I can, and when the Lord sees that it is best for me to have money, he sends it to me. The more you talk faith, the more faith you will have. The more you dwell upon discouragement, talking to others about your trials and enlarging upon them to enlist the sympathy which you crave, the more discouragements and trials you will have. Why mourn over that which you cannot avoid? We are preparing for promotion from the school of in this world, in which we are forming characters for the future immortal life, to the higher grade, the school of heaven. But man is not to depend upon his own finite strength to wrestle with difficulty. In faith he is to look to God, believing that all the resources of heaven are at his command to help him overcome. Thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 of heavenly angels are ministering unto those who shall be heirs of salvation. God is inviting us to close the windows of the soul earthward and open them heavenward, that he may flood our hearts with the glory which is shining across the threshold of heaven.